everyone. Welcome back to the CGA podcast. I'm Dr. Thomas Slavin, and I have the privilege of speaking with Dr. Eduardo Villar, a physician scientist and a medical oncologist at MD Anderson Cancer Center. Dr. Villar's clinical expertise and practice are devoted to the care of patients and families diagnosed with hereditary cancer syndromes, and he has a special emphasis in Lynch syndrome and familial adenomatous polyposis syndrome. Welcome to the podcast today, Dr. Villar.
Thank you, Thomas, for having me.
And today we're going to be talking about a recent publication you had in Gut 2021 on naproxen chemo prevention, promoting immune activation in Lynch syndrome colorectal mucosa. So very exciting, great publication. I looked over it, hats off. Always nice to get in to Gut, excellent journal. And I wanted to ask, what are some of the major goals and findings of the article?
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, I have to say that this is a NCI-sponsored clinical trial that was articulated back in 2012 with the help of many people in the Division of Cancer Prevention. The goal here was to put on the radar another non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agent as chemo prevention or cancer interception, as we would like to say now, for patients with Lynch syndrome, obviously building up on the great work from John Byrne and the CAP2 study with aspirin. Yeah. But the idea was to explore what other added benefits these newer non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents will have in cancer interception for patients with mismatch repair deficiency, basically with Lynch syndrome patients. We know very well the pharmacology of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents and how they hit the cyclooxygenase, the COX pathway. So it was building up, obviously, upon that and all the great work that has been done by gigants in the field like Ray Dubois and obviously John Byrne. And exploring not only the canonical effects that naproxen has, which obviously is going to inhibit COX-1 and COX-2 and generate a modulation of the prostaglandins, but also seeing what other pathways are being affected by the use of naproxen. So that was the idea. Obviously, these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents needed to be explored from the safety standpoint when they are being applied on a chronic basis. So obviously, we are thinking on giving this intervention for a long time to patients. So those were the two main endpoints, basically, to explore the safety on a long-term use and also to explore canonical and non-canonical effects of naproxen.
Yeah. So in comparison to aspirin, were you really just exploring all of this to see if there might be some alternatives?
Well, yeah, absolutely. So aspirin, it is the main compound and obviously what has been tested more widely. And there is a lot of epidemiological data generated from large prospective studies coming from the cardiovascular space. So we know that aspirin is an effective chemo prevention for colon cancer in general. Again, work from Rothwell and Andy Chan. But these newer, not new, because obviously naproxen is by now an old drug, have been linked to a more potent immune modulation. And that was one of the ideas here. When we conceived this clinical trial back in 2012, next generation sequencing was already kind of like the new kid on the block. And we built up our biomarkers on mRNA-seq and microRNA-seq. And obviously expand on it. And that was the idea, to also knowing that prostaglandins are linked to immune modulation, to explore those other pathways. And that is in particular what we elaborated further in the paper, basically, how the immune system that is resident in the colorectal mucosa gets activated as a consequence of the administration of naproxen.
Yeah, very interesting. So what do you think the major impact of this article will be over time?
There are a lot of other stuff nested in the paper. We have a co-clinical trial with a mouse model of Lynch syndrome where there is a comparison head-to-head with aspirin. Obviously, this is not a human comparison, but in animals with mismatch repair deficient background in the intestine, naproxen prolongs survival much more than aspirin. So we kind of assume that that is also something that will stand in the human. But the idea is the superactivation of the immune system. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, with all the work that is going on in regards to the development of vaccines for Lynch syndrome, we want to think on what to combine these vaccines that may be coming in the future, right? Yeah. I don't want to talk about the concept of adjuvant because then immunologists will go after me. I am not trying to support naproxen as an adjuvant in the immunological meaning of the word, but obviously a combination that could be synergistic with new things that are coming up.
Were there any challenges finalizing this data?
This is a clinical trial and things happen in a clinical trial. We were successful recruiting the number of evaluable patients that we needed. We ended up having 54 evaluable patients. And we recruited many more, obviously, because we are aware that we are dealing with a healthy population. I don't want to call them patients. I want to call them participants. Yeah. So our participants have other stuff going on in their lives. And that is one of the challenges in general in prevention studies is basically recruitment and retention. So we lost many patients because of several reasons. I have to say that the intervention was very safe. So it was not due to side effects derived from the drug. But mm-hmm. apart from that, the challenge, obviously, it is putting together all the data that comes from these big efforts and using biomarkers such as the ones that we have with next-generation sequencing is always challenging in the mm-hmm. sense of examining what is the meaning behind the data. Which I think it was strong. I mean, we saw a strong immune activation.
Maybe you could walk through a little bit about what the tissues you were sampling, because you followed these patients and then you had your mouse models.
So the clinical trial was designed basically to recruit participants when they were coming to their annual surveillance colonoscopy. At that point, we collected 15 biopsies of the normal mucosa of the rectosigmoid. So at the end of the procedure, basically, the endoscopist, the gastroenterologist will collect all the tissue. The biopsies obviously were meant to do different biomarkers in the sense of checking the levels of naproxen in the colorectal mucosa, checking prostaglandin, a wide panel of prostaglandins, and then we save biopsies for mRNA-seq, transcriptomics, microRNA-seq, which is mm-hmm. data that is not incorporated in this manuscript and it will release later, and obviously saving material for later studies. We also collect urine, so we could also look at metabolites, prostaglandin metabolites in urine. Then the patients will go in intervention to different doses, 400 milligrams, 200 milligrams, and then placebo. And then after 6 months, they will come for an end-of-study endoscopy, which was a flexible sigmoidoscopy. And again, we collected the same number of biopsies. So there was a pre- and post-examination of where the signals that became activated or changed after the intervention.
You had a lot of data to sift through.
Yes. The other thing is that we tried to do some validation of these signals using organoids, which are mini guts or ex vivo tissues. Mm. So we were very fortunate that some of the patients that came to MD Anderson also volunteered to get fresh biopsies and grow organoids from them. And we treat the organoids with naproxen and run mRNA-seq and being able to confirm some of the data. So I will just add that cool things that we will have loved to do, obviously, but we were not able to do was single cell sequencing of the mucosa to basically verify the immune activation. When we designed the trial.
That's what I was going to ask. Is there anything you really wanted to, you know, wish?
Well, I mean, I wish that we will have collected single cell suspensions. Obviously, we didn't. Single cell genomics was not even in its infancy when the trial was designed. The other big miss opportunity is the collection of oral and stool microbiome. Again, back in 2012, doing a metagenomic analysis was was a big accomplishment, right? So we missed that opportunity. So in retrospect, those are things that we will have loved to have added to this data set.
Plenty to research, which brings us to what are you working on now in the field? And I know you brought up vaccines.
Well, yeah. So obviously working with Steve Lipkin, who is the co-senior author of this work, we have a grant funded by the Immune Oncology Translational Network of the NCI. We were one of the two initial immunoprevention grants that were funded. And it's basically to dig further into the development of vaccines, frame shift peptide vaccines in the space of Lynch syndrome. And that is where we are in the middle right now, trying to move the needle and trying to find an immune interception, which obviously brings back to the earlier comment that I had about putting together a vaccine with naproxen, which is something that we'll be very excited to do.
Mm-hmm. So the targets in such a vaccine would be things on the cell surface that would be abnormal?
The targets of that type of vaccination, it follows a little bit the concepts that we have to give credit to the group of Matthias Klor and Magnus Boyn-Doenitz. They have been working on this for many years. So the mismatch repair system is going to left hand repair all these indels, and these indels are going to generate frameshift peptides. Yeah. So it's going to be these novel proteins that the immune system has never seen, because these are not native proteins, and basically immunize using those. There are many people working on this in the field, Matthias, Klor group, and working as well with Steve very closely. But there is also interest in the industry. Among industry, there is a couple of papers published by the Italian company Nuscom, that basically they have a novel technology, and that paper is published in Cancer Research and another paper in Nature Communications. And they have already launched a therapeutic clinical trial in combination with pembrolizumab for therapy in a stage 4 colon cancers that are MSI. And that's a frameshift peptide strategy, basically, within adenovirus. Yes. So I think I would love to see a new wave of clinical trials where there will be vaccines combined with naproxen, which I think, I hate to call it, but it could be a super aspirin in that regard, in the regard of the activation of the resident immune system.
Yeah, well, very exciting. It sounds like there's more than enough to do going forward.
Yes.
Many others are going to be incredibly busy. But no, thank you so much today for coming on and sharing what you're working on. This is incredible.
Thank you so much, Tom, for having me. And I enjoy our conversation. I hope that it's informative for the CGA community and obviously the Lynch syndrome and the hereditary GI syndrome population and community.